And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. We're not trying to be quick about it, but we got lots of stuff to talk about today. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God, for the wonders you have gifted to us. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Grant us wisdom, O God. Protect us from the enemies of this world. Protect and guide our president. Give him wisdom and discernment as he leads your people. Guide your people, Father. May we use your wisdom to sort through the chaos and the lies of this world. May we choose to be set free by your truth. In the beginning, you created this earth. You created all things in it, plant and animal and man. The fowls in the air and the creatures of the sea, all things, Father. Thank you for the beauty of it all. Thank you for providing us food and clothing and companionship and the opportunities to see and witness the amazing wonder of life in everything. Use CSC Talk Radio to be your beacon of truth. Bless me as you bless Jabez. Expand my territory that I might glorify you. Here I am, Lord, send me. Send me, O God, and may I always seek your will and show your love. Make me a defender and an instrument of truth and common sense. Bless today's show. May we bring encouragement and wisdom. May we share the truth along with the awfulness of agendas by those who would destroy. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. Where were those who say they care during the riots? A rioter stoned a police horse. Another rioter in front of the camera abused a little puppy and later strangled that puppy. Was this necessary for race awareness, as they say all the violence was? This was not to honor George Floyd. This was and is because those who would loot, rob, burn, and participate in acts of violence and abuse are not concerned about life. Not at all. Not black, not white, not yellow, not purple, not red, not animals. No life matters to them. They say you could tell the character of a man by the way he treats animals, and I believe that that is true. In Genesis 1:26, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that he may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." I can't imagine life in this world without animals, whether for food, for work, companionship, entertainment, and just wonder and awe. All of God's creation is beautiful. Well, maybe not so much those mosquitoes. I suppose there has to be a balance somewhere along the line. I didn't grow up around animals. Oh, we had a puppy or two when I was a kid, but I wasn't a part of a farm until I was older and married. Yep, there were some surprises there. How much life can you learn from the animals? When my oldest boys were young, a circus came to town. I was probably more excited than they were. I'd never seen, other than on TV, the circus. When I was a youngster in Kansas City at the end of every school year, there was a field trip. And it was the same field trip every year. You got to take sack lunch and went to the Swope Park Zoo. I know it's not the biggest and the best, but it was amazing, and it was a display of life and wonder of God's creation. What an imagination he has. When I was 9, my parents took us to the St. Louis Zoo, and I always remember that I was captivated by the elephants. Almost got lost there, but that's another story. Without the livestock and all animals and in the industries, Most people would never be able to see the beauty and wonder of the magnificent animal world. Oh, the eyes of a child when they see the giraffe, or the magnificence of those amazing cats and their sleek beauty. And how about that hippo when he yawns? That's amazing, isn't it? However, there are those in this world that don't get it. They haven't a clue and are fighting against the industries that bring the magnificent animals as well as food to our lives. They've never put the circuses there. They've tried to put the circuses out of business, and they had their way that there be no zoos. Why? What they don't understand is that these caretakers are taking care of the animals, and without their wisdom, dedication, and sacrifice, those beautiful animals would be in great danger of extinction. The zoos, the circuses, bring to life the grandest of creations and a respect for life. My guest today is Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. From the farm to the ranch, to the horse and carriage, from the puppies to the penguins. I had to say that because that's all that I could think of, is puppies to penguins, to rabbits and raccoons, from the zoo to the circus. The Cavalry Group protects all the animal industries from the radical groups in this nation. That's the only way you can understand life is through animals. Welcome back, Mindy. I hear the circus is coming to town.
The circus
How are
is
you
coming
today?
To town. Good morning. And the show must go on. Yep.
Hey, there we go. We've got all kinds of cliches.
I was listening to your generous introduction about what we do, and I'll tell you, we're sure trying. I mean, I'll tell you, it is mob rule is heavy duty out
yes.
there, and they are working overtime to shut down our American way of life and everything that we love. I mean, from the Looney Tune cartoons that they're trying to change to the dismantling
oh my goodness.
Of our history by removing statues. You know, I was thinking this morning, it all goes back to the banning of the circus, to shutting down the circus. That was the beginning. It was a litmus test from, you know, those who have been testing us for years. And all under the name of tolerance, and it's ridiculous. You know, this everything that's happening and unfolding on television right now with all of these riots by an angry mob that is trying to guilt us into believing that we as a nation, for the most part, are people who are, believe in... it's, you know, calling someone a racist is a very sharp... painful accusation and comes with a lot of heavy burden. And so it's no different than calling someone an animal abuser.
No, and they're not calling us a racist because of anything we've personally done. They're calling us a racist just because of who we are.
That's
exactly
right.
The definition of racism. You're white, so you must be a racist. You're white, so you're privileged in this world.
You're patriotic, so you must be a racist. Yep. Everything. I've witnessed that. It's that very sentiment. It's really frightening that, you know, and because Americans generally are kind-hearted, good people, we reel away from those accusations to defend ourselves. And instead of defending ourselves, we need to be bold and stand up for what we know is true. And that's what that goes for all of the animal world as well.
Absolutely. I mean, common sense should rule. And nobody wants to see what happened in these riots to the people, for one thing, but then to the animals. They were abused as well in this thing. And they didn't care. They didn't care at all whether they... The one woman stoned, threw rocks at the horse, and you could see where the horse in his face had been injured. And then the puppy, they showed him carrying that puppy around and kind of just shaking it all over the place, and then later strangled it and hung it on a fence.
Awesome.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group today, and the circus is coming to town, and we're going to talk about that when we return. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. 4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. During the commercial break, Mindy, I was telling Rudy, I said, yeah, they won't let Elmer Fudd carry a gun anymore, but knives and dynamite, that's okay.
Exactly.
Talk about Looney Tunes.
The hypocrisy is just astounding. Astounding. I also was sort of sarcastically grinning at a article that was posted yesterday about the Chicago mayor, Lightfoot, who, as we recall, banned horse-drawn carriages in mid-March, and now she's begging for all of these businesses to come back to Chicago that are basically leaving because they've been, you know, looted. The city has allowed the looting and the rioting and the destruction of their stores. And first it was the whole pandemic, you know, and shutting down of businesses. While, you know, the elite mayor decided it was okay for her to go get her hair cut, and it was okay for her to go and go shopping, but it's not okay for the peons in her city. So now she's begging for all of these businesses to come back. Well, it all started with the horse-drawn carriages. She banned them. We've been trying to tell people they'll start with the animal enterprise and they'll work their way on to the next thing, because they're conditioning citizens to this way of thinking that it's okay for government to ban a business outright. It's not. You know, if they can ban your legal animal enterprise, whether it's a horse-drawn carriage or, you know, a dog training service or a dog breeder or a zoo or an animal park, which they're doing all across the country, bit by bit, incrementally. If they can ban those things, they can come and ban your barbershop or ban your store. Wake up, America.
Or your church.
Or your
church.
You
know, when I was doing the monologue, when I was writing that this morning, and I looked up to see what had happened, because I had not heard about the horses until you told me about that. And you might have some other stories. I did watch the puppy. I didn't see the man strangle it. I don't think they showed that part, just him carrying it around and shaking it. And, you know, the little puppy, he didn't know. You know, little puppy didn't know what was going on. But you can tell the character of people and how they treat others, including animals.
Mm-hmm.
And the left is not, they're not the party, or they're not, they don't stand for life. Their stand for abortion tells you they have no respect for life. And I just saw this morning, we won't talk about it, I'm just going to give the little headline here. It says the federal courts did uphold President Trump's pro-life rule to defund Planned Parenthood abortion business. And, you know, when we see these things, you know, the looters and the rioters, they were stealing. They were just stealing from people because they are victims and they deserve your stuff, I guess. Burning houses, and one had a family in it, including a child. Killing the puppies, abusing the horses, and no telling what else they were doing along the way besides beating up people and pushing old ladies and hitting them with 2x4s. There's no telling what they were doing. But they have no respect for life. And some of these are the same radicals, I would say, that push some of these other agendas. And just like your mayor, you know, it's just... It's astonishing, and you've got to open your eyes to see the whole picture.
You know, I have to say, Beth Ann, your show is so important, because I was saying to myself this morning, I was up really early and caught some of the news, and after watching a few minutes, shut it off. I was so disgusted, because the media are accomplices in the effects of all of this unsettling, you know. Behavior across an anti-American sentiment, and they're basically giving the green light for people to behave as such. Now, most Americans do not buy into it, but some are confused, and I think your show is giving people an anchor to stand and see clearly what is really truly happening. Thank Unfortunately,
you.
People need cover sometimes, or they need to more clearly understand, because the picture on the general news, even Fox News, is wrong most of the time. And we don't want people to buy into that propaganda. They want a war. They want a civil war. They want us to be unsettled because there are those who are working behind all of this to fundamentally transform our republic into a socialist and communist, into a democracy. It's, you know, this is what's going on, and this, you know, the fiddler is fiddling, and while Rome burns, literally, we need to be alert. And thank you for your show, because people need to hear the truth, and they're not getting it most places.
The truth, and I need the truth. You know, sometimes, you know, when you teach Sunday school, it's when you dig in that you learn something. That's when you're trying to teach it. And I've been putting together a speech for the Wyoming State Republican Convention. I'll be going there later this month. And in that, they wanted me to hit the Constitution hard. Well, I couldn't do that without going through some stories and building up to where we are today. And how much has changed? So I was supposed to have done that back in May. And how much has changed in our world here in the United States since March? How much have people woke up? I don't believe the polls, and maybe you do, but I don't believe the polls that say Biden's ahead. I don't believe there's that many stupid people in the world that would elect a president who can't form a complete sentence. And I feel sorry for the man on one hand, but, you know, it's the same people that will push agendas like you fight day in and day out that'll do these things. But they're not the majority, but they sure are the loud ones.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm so grateful to you for having Justin Loomis on your show today. He is a member of the Calvary Group. He is coming to Missouri for a month-long tour with his Loomis Brothers Circus to go through several towns throughout the state of Missouri. We talked quite a bit about this, he and I, and, you know, it was right as the state was opening again for businesses. And not only has his business been, you know, people forget, you know, not everybody is, you know, to shut people's way of life and their way to make a living completely down because of this pandemic really took its toll. And so
there is no business that's non-essential, except maybe government.
So, you know, I look at the circus coming to Missouri as a really neat, refreshing, wholesome, you know, way to hit the restart button. And, you know, the fact of the matter is families love the circus. It is a wholesome activity. And the Loomis Brothers, and I'll let Justin share more with you, but the Loomis Brothers is one of the few circuses left, family-owned circuses, that still has live animals. And I look at that as such a gift. You know, people will be able to attend his circus and see an elephant and big cats and a lot of other animals. And, you know, it's just, it's a time to share with your family a really fun event under the tent and laugh and enjoy and just take it in and forget our troubles for a few minutes. So,
and
you know,
see
I think
life.
Yes, and see life, experience it.
Yeah, you know, and he's going to be, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in detail, he's going to be in Aurora, Missouri, Mountain View, Missouri, Bon Terre, Missouri, that's where my daddy was from, Sullivan, Missouri, and Festus. Good old Festus and Crystal. So even if you're in Crystal, you can go there at Festus because it's really close, the Twin Cities.
And he's kicking off his tour in Stoutland, which at the Hickman Arena.
Okay, I've got that here on a poster. It says Stoutland. So, you know, it's going to be a great time in Missouri, and get the kids out. Get them out of the house. Let them go see life. Let them see the animals that God created, because we don't get to see those anywhere else other than the circus and the zoo or in a book.
That's right. It's a grounding experience to be able to see these animals and, like you say, take in the God's creation and celebrate life and, you know, just forget our troubles for an hour or two. And it really is a gift, I think, that he's coming to Missouri and people can experience these things. So, you know, his schedule will be available on his website. I don't want to steal his thunder, so I'll let him share
Absolutely.
All of that. But one thing I do want to share briefly. Do I hear music?
You do, but go ahead.
Coming on. But what I want your listeners to understand is that as wonderful as Justin Loomis is and his circus, he's under constant attack by the animal rights group. So we need to lift him up and support his circus. I hope Missourians will attend by the drove to show the mob, the angry mob of animal rights people, that they don't have a voice.
Absolutely. And you stick around. I want you to introduce him when he comes on the air here in the next segment. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about life. Life in everything. God created it all. Great and small. Those large elephants. And those little bitty penguins. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm Mindy and Beth Ann and Justin. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm pretty excited because the circus is coming to town. We have Mindy with us today of the Cavalry Group. And Mindy, we have Justin Loomis on the line. You want to introduce Justin to the audience?
Absolutely. Justin Loomis is an amazing person who owns Loomis Brothers Circus. And we are so blessed to have him in the state of Missouri touring with his circus across the state. And the first time I met Justin, he just strikes everyone as this exuberant, positive, and individual who has such love for the circus, for the people and his animals, and it shines through. And I think that it's coming at a time, his tour, where people are really in need of all of those things. And Justin, I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm your biggest fan, and I just think you're giving such a gift to the citizens of Missouri by being here. Thank you so much.
And Justin, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me. Yes. Good morning, Beth Ann, and good morning, Mindy, and thanks for that wonderful introduction. That was fabulous, and I'm so glad to be with you guys this morning and talk about the circus.
I want to ask a real quick question.
Sure.
What I suppose it's been in the family for a while. I'm just assuming that. You can correct me if it's wrong. But what makes a man become
to start a circus. I mean, I see this as a child, and I did. I'm not a child anymore. I saw this as a child, and it was just always, I was always in wonder by the beautiful animals and all the things that go on at the circus. So what, why did you become a ringmaster at a circus or an owner?
Well, we have a thing in circus. We say you get sawdust in your veins, and it does. It kind of gets in your blood. I grew up around the circus. My dad was in the circus, and my great uncle was in the circus, and I just fell in love with it as a child. I mean, I can remember telling my kindergarten teacher, "Hey, when I grow up, I'm going to be the ringmaster in the circus." And sure enough, I never stopped thinking that. You know, that never left my mind or my heart, and that's what I ended up doing. I've been in the circus my whole life.
And just to show you my age, one of my favorite shows as a kid growing up was Circus Boy.
Oh, yeah. That's
had all the drama and the happy and the sad of the circus as they went from town to town and the different adventures and things that happened, and I kind of liked that.
Yeah, so that series was not far off of real life. I mean, the circus really is an adventure like that, and it's, you know, you're dealing with so many different elements every day, and it's just, and it gets in your blood. So if I can't think of doing anything else, I mean, I enjoy it so much, and I love the traveling and the people and the animals, and it's just a fantastic life experience. I mean, we have, you know, children that grew up in the show, and I grew up in the circus, and it's just, you know, we have such a close-knit, tight family unit that, yeah, that people that live in town, you know, couldn't understand unless they actually experienced it. You know, when people ask me, what's it like to be in the circus? I always tell them, we should come and do it at least once, even if you came for a few weeks or came for a season, and see what it's like. And there's nothing else like it in the world. Really, it is. And truly, it's a wonderful lifestyle that we have.
Well, you're coming to Missouri this month. Go ahead, Mindy. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you would, and this is probably what you were just going to ask, Beth Ann, I apologize, but I was just going to say, Justin, tell Beth's listeners what people can expect to see when they attend your circus.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we have a good old-fashioned family circus. I mean, the way it was meant to be seen. We have a three-ring circus with a live band, which nobody has anymore. That doesn't even exist. We have elephants and tigers and horses and dogs and acrobats and aerial stars and clowns, and it's about as traditional as you can get. I mean, we do it as it was meant to be seen. We have the real deal. It's not, you know, it's not a Cirque style thing. It's not, you know, it's not a theatrical or a dance production. It's a real circus. And you know, the circus is the oldest form of live entertainment in the United States. It's actually older than our country itself. The circus has been here on this continent for about 250 years, and it was the original thing, you know, before anything else. People went to the circus or some form of the circus, and that was the entertainment. And you know, and I've tried to hang on to that and keep it very, very traditional. So when the folks come to see Loomis Brothers Circus, they're going to see the real deal. It's an old-fashioned American-style circus. There's three rings with the live music, the animals, the whole nine yards.
That is just awesome. I was also going to say, welcome to the Show Me State, as as you're going to show the Show Me State a different world, and just the wonders and the amazing things of the animals and the actors and the things that you have going on there. So we welcome you to Missouri, the big old Show Me State.
Oh, well, thank you. We are so, so glad to be here. We do a big national tour every year, and of course, with this you know, coronavirus thing, it just pulled the rug right up from under us. We have not done a show since March the 17th. All of our people and animals have been home, you know, kind of waiting this thing out, and myself as well as my office staff have been watching very diligently as each state reopens and you know, and what sort of governor's orders are in place in different areas. And we saw that, you know, Missouri has allowed public events. Actually, the governor of Missouri himself actually went to his granddaughter's graduation and spoke, you know, and they had a gymnasium full of people and a very successful event. And, you know, I got to talking with my office group, and, of course, I called Mindy. I said, what are your thoughts? This, you know, Missouri, how's it going up there? I said, things are fabulous. I said, you know what, we're going to bring the circus to Missouri, and we've never been in Missouri before. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. We probably visit about 15 different states every year, and now we're really glad to add Missouri to our roster.
It's a great place to relaunch after the pandemic. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah,
fantastic.
I more, and I'll tell you what, we've got nothing but positive feedback. We have marketing teams in all of the different cities that we're going to do on our tour, and I'm just getting good phone calls every night from all of my employees. Everybody's calling in and saying, Justin, this town is excited. These people are ready. You know, everything's fabulous. We have not gotten one bit of negative feedback or anything other than positive energy, you know, since we've been here. We've been here about 2 weeks now promoting all the events.
Oh, so you're in Missouri now, getting ready for things, right?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm personally right now in Bon Terre, and I'm getting ready to drive to Sullivan. So after I finish this interview, I'm heading to Sullivan, Missouri.
If you have a moment while you're in Bon Terre, you might see if they're even open to do the tours in the lead mine there. It'll be an amazing thing. Amazing. If they're open.
Super cool.
It's awesome.
It is open, actually. I already looked into it because my wife and I, we try to do little
garden. You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. Now, my dad grew up in that area, and my grandfather was actually an electrician, one of the first electricians in the lead mines down there. But I was going to say, Hickman Ranch Arena on June 17th and 18th, that's in Stoutland, Missouri. I'm going to give you a little plug here because I know we're going to go into a break here pretty soon. And then June 20th through the 21st, the Freedom Arena in Aurora, Missouri. June 22nd and 23rd, Rockin' RV Arena in Mountain View, Missouri. And on June 24th and 25th, the Midwest Horse Company Arena in Bon Terre, Missouri. And on June 26th and 27th and 28th, he'll be in Kramer Arena in Sullivan, Missouri. And on June 29th and the 30th, he'll be in the Reflection Arena and Event Center in Festus, Missouri. And I know, like I said, my grandparents were in Bon Terre, so we used to drive down there, and we'd go through Festus and Crystal, the Twin Cities, so I know where that is. And my uncle lived in Sullivan, and he worked in the mines. He was an electrician in the mines down there in Sullivan. So you might have a few cousins down there. You might bump into some of my cousins.
Justin, how can people buy tickets?
Yeah, we need to get them to buy tickets.
How can people find you to buy tickets?
Yep. They can find us at loomiscircus.com, L-O-O-M-I-S, loomiscircus.com, and they'll find all the cities on there and all the tickets on sale, and they can pick out any performance they want to go to and just click on it and buy their tickets just like that. Also, we will have tickets available at the door on the day of show. So if they don't get them online, no sweat. They can come to the circus and actually get a ticket right there at the gate. We usually always have tickets available. So
We're headed into a break, so I want to talk a little more detail on that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is Mindy. The circus is coming to town, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match. And lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You can go to, what was it? It was LoomisCircus.com. LoomisCircus.com and see all the things that they're doing there. They've got all kinds of neat things on their website. I'm looking at it right now. The tickets for an adult, now correct me if I'm wrong, I'm looking at the website here, are $20. For children 3 to 12 is $8. And under 2 years old are free. 2 and under are free. Is that correct, Justin?
That is correct. And also, we've got a lot of good specials going on right now. And if you live in any of the areas where the circus is, you can go in just about any retail location in your town and pick up a ticket that's good for 2 free kids. So every adult, every paid adult, will be able to bring 2 children for free, age 12 and under. And then if you go on our Facebook page and look for your city that the circus is going to be in, we have a lot of specials, $5 off adult tickets, a printable coupon. We have some advanced sales going on where people can get a ticket for $12.95 or $9.99. It all depends on what day we start the sales, a couple of weeks early. So, and then they move on. Tickets will start at $10, and then they move up to 12 and so on and so forth. So if they go on our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/LoomisCircus, they'll be able to find discounts for their particular city and location.
You know, I was going to ask you about the animals because that's what we concentrate on, is the love and the care of the animals and fighting those others that are always trying to destroy industries that have animals. And the traveling with the animals, that has to be a little bit of a challenge, but the animals are used to it, aren't they? They just love it as well as the people do. They kind of really enjoy the attention.
They do. And I'll tell you what, the animals travel really well. And especially the elephants, and it's very stimulating for them because they're extremely intelligent. And, you know, when we're home, we've got 50 acres that the elephants live on. And, you know, we can be home for a couple of weeks, and especially here recently, because we go out about once a week and start all the semi-trucks.
Right.
So the trucks aren't just sitting there. We go out to start the trucks. The elephants come running to the gate. They think it's time to go. And, I mean, that is
let's on with the show. Come on.
Behavior. Yes, it's a totally unprovoked behavior. They hear the trucks fire up, and they are ready to go, even though they have everything in the world there they could ever want. They've got plenty of water and trees and mud to play in and every other thing. When those trucks fire up, they are ready to get out of there. They enjoy going to the different places because, like I said, it's very stimulating. Every time we get into a new town, they know that there's all kinds of new sights, new sounds. There's new grass to eat, you know, new trees to break down and all kinds of stuff to do. And they're just excited. They're like little kids. They can't wait.
And new people.
And go to the next place.
And new people to show off for.
I mean, it's just like, you know, I had a dog for years, and he just loved it. I couldn't open the door of the truck without him jumping in. And it's the same idea with the elephants. They're ready to go. They don't mind the traveling one bit, you know, despite what these animal rights activists or terrorists, as I call them, would like to make people
feel. That's what they are.
You know, they are terrorists. And I'll tell you what, our animals, you know, they have a certain way of life. They were born and raised in this just like we were. And they don't know anything else. And dude, you know, they want to confiscate our animals and take them away from this lifestyle. Well, they would die. You can't take someone away from their home. These animals are used to this. It'd be like taking a kid from New York City and you know, dumping him on a farm in Arkansas. That kid wouldn't know what to do, you know, and vice versa. This is a lifestyle for them, and they don't know any better. They're like, oh, release the animals into the wild. Well, first of all, there is no wild. And it's not a Disney movie in the wild. People think that the animals sit around and laugh and sing songs and have a great time. No, they struggle to live in the wild. There's no habitat for them, you know. And they're like, elephants walk several miles a day. Well, not because they want to, because they have to. They look for water. A herd of elephants will destroy an area in a matter of a couple of days. There'll be no vegetation and no water left, so they have to keep moving so they can keep eating. You know, life is not easy in the wild for these animals. In the circus, they got it made with us. They never run out of food and water. They have veterinary care. You know, at the first sign that anybody's sick, boom, that we have the doctor there or anything like that. They live a beautiful, carefree life, and they get better health care than I do. So
yeah, I just say, kid gets sick, you throw a bottle of a Pepto-Bismol to him, and then the animal gets sick, and you call in the doctor.
absolutely, they're our first priority, you know. And I just wish that, you know, these organizations wouldn't, you know, pollute the minds of the public with their false agenda. It's just so sad, and they have so much money to do so, you know, and that's their whole thing. It's a big money making operation. They don't do anything to help animals. Where with us, all the money that comes into us goes right back into the animals. That's the most expensive overhead we have, and that's another angle that the animal rights groups try to use is, oh, you're exploiting the animals for profit. Well, let me tell you, the animals eat all the profit. There's no exploiting them for profit. They take every bit of it. I'll tell you that right now. So, you know, without the animals, we'd probably be better off financially. It's not about
how
the
much
money. You know?
How much does an elephant eat?
Love. Each elephant will eat at least 3 to 4 bales of hay every day and about 20, 25 pounds of grain, 20 pounds of produce, 6 or 8 loaves of bread, and drink about 30 gallons of water every single day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And we think they just want peanuts.
Yeah. They don't work for peanuts.
They don't work for peanuts, do they?
They
want more. Go ahead, Mindy.
I interject, too, that, you know, Justin Loomis and his circus is the poster child for why we introduced the Working Animal Protection Act across the country, because in several states. His business is under attack by the animal rights groups, as he just said, that share false information and lies about the realities of how he cares for his animals. But to them, it'll never be good enough because they want the circus gone. So the Working Animal Protection Act was born to protect businesses like Loomis Circus and many others from these activists from legislating them out of business, because
the animal rights groups have been successfully doing so in other places at the local and state level. So it's really important that we pass good legislation to protect these legal businesses that utilize working animals, just like Loomis Brothers. And it's you know, it's a daily ongoing battle. But Justin Loomis does an amazing job articulating about conservation, like he just did.
Yeah, you can tell he gets pretty passionate and excited about it,
yes,
and that's great.
I love his passion. It's so important.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone loves animals, and that's the important crux of all of this, is that the animal rights people are trying to make people believe that, you know, Loomis Brothers Circus doesn't like their animals, and that's just nothing further from the truth. Anyway, I'll let Justin have the last word.
Okay. I was going to have the last word, but Justin,
sorry.
I'm going to try and get there, and it'll have to be the week here in Stoutland, and I'm going to try and get there, and I'll drag Rudy and my husband with me if I possibly can. We're busy getting geared up. I got a speaking engagement coming up, and it takes a lot of work to get things done here and get there. So bring us to the circus, Justin. We've got about 15 seconds.
All right, fantastic. Well, we invite everybody in Missouri to come out and see our circus at any one of our locations. Please come out, see our beautiful animals, and enjoy America's last traditional three-ring circus right here in Missouri. You're going to see a piece of Americana.
And bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?